All happy families are alike. Each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. Leo Tolstoy. This is Citadelium, episode 22, and I'm your host, Yuri Degaya. Today I want to talk about something very important, and that is family. I think, as I explained before, citadels are of various scales. We can have a citadel that is essentially a scale of a family, and then of a village, community, and then all the way to a whole city-state. Now, I think that the most important one is actually the scale of a family, because a family is a building block of our civilized society. It's a building block of any community, right? A community is essentially not a community of individuals. It is a community of families. That's how we normally imagine communities. It's a bunch of families that get together and work together. Preferably, they live based on some kind of shared values or a common history, common language, and things like that. Now, a family is also important because it consists of the closest people that you have, the people that you know the most and the people who know you the most, the people that hopefully you can also trust the most. It's really, really important because in this world, especially for people who live in big cities, it's very difficult to actually get to know someone. And if you don't have a family, essentially you don't really have anybody who knows you well. You may have a couple of best friends, but even the best friends don't know you as well as someone with whom you actually live all the time. So it's very important to have people who are really, really close to you, because I think you are more fulfilled that way. You always have some things to say to someone who is the closest to you that you cannot say to other people, even to your best friends. And this goes both ways, of course. There are sometimes things that you can talk about with your best friends and you don't really share within the family. That's completely normal. But again, having both is much better, much preferred than having only one of these two conditions or relationships. And of course, what family gives you, I think, is a potential for lineage. It is the potential for leaving your legacy to someone and to growing your family into the next generations. So this is very important because, again, you as an individual have a better focus on your life, because you know that there will be someone after you are gone who will actually appreciate what you have done, again, hopefully, if you have done a good work, and who will accept and adopt everything you've done, adopt your legacy, and hopefully continue your legacy. If you're building a home estate, someone will live in that home estate after you're gone. If you're building a family business, someone can run this business after you're gone, and so on and so forth. So I think it's very important to have lineage, because it paints a picture of a future for you, and that future, a lot of the time, for many people, gives them meaning, meaning to their life, or at least adds a flavor of meaning to their life, something to work on, something to hope for, something to envision in their life. So my personal example is that I do not really come from a whole family. From the childhood, my family wasn't whole. Parents divorced when I think I was about 7 years old, which is quite an important age for children. After, you know, it is believed that about 7 years old is when children start really, really following instructions, so the way that people are educated in terms of instructions rather than imitation is when they turn about 7 years old, or some people measure it when their teeth change, right? So that's about six, seven years old. So I think it's very important age. Children learn a lot of things at this age, and I think it's extremely important at this age to have both parents. And as in my case, for example, no father around was hugely detrimental to my personal development in this age and further in life, of course, because whatever happens in early stages of child's development pretty much stays with the child for the rest of his or her life. And again, similarly, having no mother is also very detrimental. Just having a father pretty bad too. Again, there are different cases, of course. I think it is worse when you are a boy and you only have mother and no father. And similarly, it's worse if you are a girl and you only have a father and no mother. Because at least, at the very least, if you have only one parent and the parent is of the same gender as you, then at least you will be able to learn some of those characteristics of the gender that you share, right? A father can teach a boy to be masculine and to go, you know, to go after things and just to get out in the world and do things. Whereas the mother mostly teaches a person to be more feminine, right? So for a girl, probably it's better to actually have a mother than if there is a choice, right? But again, of course, in many cases, people don't choose their destinies. Things just happen. And I think it's extremely important that a family is whole. There's both a mother and a father in the family, and they both bring the masculine and the feminine sides of development to the child, so that it's important that this approach is balanced. At the same time, yes, I am already building my own family now, and of course I consider it a long-term commitment. It's pretty much for the rest of my life. Of course, I want to have a lineage. I want to pass my legacy to my children so that they can pass their legacy to their children. And because my family is kind of broken, and I'm not really in close contact with the rest of my family, both on my mother's side, especially on my father's side. So I consider my family as in myself and my wife as the first generation. The first generation meaning that I am the pretty much the inception of the family, and hopefully going forward, starting with my generation, the family will grow big, will grow long term, and we as the first generation will form some traditions, some culture, some even rights that we can pass down the generations to our children, so that they can pass to their children. And I'm not really after fame here. I don't want to be hanging on the wall as a portrait and okay, here's the founder of the family. But it's still, I think, very important to have this kind of a position. If you are not continuing the legacy and the lineage of your family, then start a new one, just like what I'm doing. If you don't have roots, in other words, then be a root yourself. Now, obviously, whatever is good for you is not commended by the parasites. The parasites do not want you to have a family. And we can see it absolutely everywhere. The anti-family propaganda is absolutely everywhere, especially in the West, Western countries, Europe, North America. Essentially, it boils down to don't get married, don't have children, career first, non-traditional sexual relationships, explore, don't follow the natural design, utilize engaging all kinds of sexual perversions, using all kinds of bodily organs that are not designed for that purpose, and so on. Obviously, pornography is a huge part of it. A complete demoralization of society and creating these online platforms for people where they can just earn money by essentially showing their body all day long instead of doing something good, some interesting work. So I think this is all part of a larger plan to eliminate family, to create an atomic society in which individuals are like atoms. They are sexless, they are family-less, they have nothing, they are just cogs in the machine that bring some revenue, that feed the machine, and whenever they are done with, they get disposed of. So, of course, if the parasites don't want you to have a family, it must be that the family is actually good for you. Just like many other things that they don't want you to have or to do, those are probably the things that you should do and should have. Do pretty much the reverse of what the parasites recommend. Whether they recommend it in academic literature or on TV, it's all the same stuff. It's the same propaganda, just geared towards various audiences. Because some audiences think they are smart, so for them, the academics write. Some audiences are not that smart, for them, there is the TV, right? So, again, if you are having trouble starting a family right now, obviously, I'm not a relationship advisor here, but I think that it's not as difficult as one may think. There are a lot of people out there who actually miss some close connections. So pretty much, as the saying goes, I think for every creature there is a couple, right? So for absolutely everyone there is a couple. There is someone who you can spend the rest of your life with, and you should probably start looking for such a person if you haven't found one yet. And obviously don't follow the directions of the parasites that you have to have a career before you have a family. That doesn't work like that. I know a lot of people who are pretty much sad, miserable, and some of them even have mental issues because they don't have a family and they're already approaching their 40s. So that's not a good sign, of course. If you are in your 20s, that's probably the prime age to start a family and marry and reproduce, as the slogan of one of the movies called They Live goes. For some reason, they put it in a negative tone as a propaganda, but this is good propaganda. You have to marry and reproduce. Just remember to keep your marriage, to nourish it, and to, think long-term rather than having those one-night stands and short-term relationships that have absolutely no meaning in your life and that will not make you happy long-term. I think this is it for this episode. It's not very long, but I think it's very informative. I just wanted to, touch upon this topic because I think family is extremely important. It is surely important in my life, and everybody I know who has families, kids already, not a single person told me that they regret their decisions. Sure, sometimes people make mistakes, and there are fundamental incompatibilities between couples, but that happens. You can always start over. Life is not that short. You can actually start things over, and you don't have to force yourself with someone that you don't want to be with. But the general advice still stands. Find someone that you want to be with, and of course leave the idea that love is something that you had when you were 15-year-old, full of hormones. It's probably something else. This episode is not really about love, but more about family. But within family, love grows, and you will see how it does so over the years, rather than on a first date, on a first you know, love at first sight, so to speak. So that's it for this episode. Follow me on Telegram at Citadelium and join the chat on Telegram as well for discussions on this and other topics about Citadels, and I'll see you next time.